This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thank you very much, Chris Villar, and thank you, everybody, for putting up with me. I am Michael Stephen Stone, along with John Jansen, Heather Park, the Gov, and Greg Hargrave. Jim Costa probably enjoying himself in a lot warmer weather than we are having here.
Oh, I'm sure he is. Yes. I hope he is.
Yes, he better be. That's what you go on vacation for.
Yes.
Get away.
And he'll have a chance. He had a chance on Saturday, first night, to watch the great matchup between the USA and Canada. He'll have another opportunity on vacation to do it again. And now, Heather, is it acceptable if you've been there for 4 or 5 days to...
No, don't watch.
What?
Oh.
Is this not one of the greatest hockey events in decades?
Yeah. I mean,
they can watch. I don't really care what they do, but it would be on my list of no's.
Of no's?
For vacation.
I get it. Oh, so anyway, and we'll talk more about the matchup between U.S. and Canada tomorrow, but we do want to talk a little football, and we have been talking about Myles Garrett, the odds of him coming to the Detroit Lions, whether or not it's something Brad Holmes would even do. There are just simply other teams that have more capital, and if it's not a championship team, I don't know that the Lions could outbid New England or Washington in terms of, one, draft capital, but also the ability to pay an extension to Myles Garrett if that ends up being the case. So let's put a pin in Myles Garrett for just a little bit. They do still need somebody opposite Aiden Hutchinson. And we talked about Sweat from the
Eagles.
could be a nice opportunity. Is it Josh Sweat? That's his first. I keep thinking Montez, but it's Josh. He would be a nice addition. There's a couple other guys that are there, but we keep hearing this same name, and it's kind of been one that's been talked about since he was with the Commanders 2 years ago at the trade deadline. Montez Sweat, who I was talking about, went to the Bears. Chase Young went to the 49ers. He spent a year with the New Orleans Saints last year, had, 5.5 sacks, ranked like 11 or 12 in terms of pressures on a quarterback. He is a free agent. And there are a lot of people that are talking about the best fit for him, both team and player, might be the Detroit Lions. Is he a guy that you think would fit opposite Aiden Hutchinson on this defensive front? And is he going to be someone that you think Brad Holmes, not going to go top level, top end, can he be more productive with the Detroit Lions with him playing opposite Aiden Hutchinson and then in turn making Hutch even a little bit better?
I think when Chase Young wants to play football, he'd be a great addition to this team.
Or you think it's a motivation issue?
The problem is, and that's the stuff that's, you know, hampered his pro career a little bit.
Well, it's been mostly the injuries.
But people have also questioned
his
motor and all that stuff. That's and would he fit into the culture? You know, you can always have a few guys who, if they're really good enough, I don't care about the culture that much. As long as it's, you don't have a whole team of them, you have one or two.
Is he a guy that would fit into the culture and would be better because of the culture he's in?
Possibly. That's what they have to, they should investigate. Mm-hmm. Yes. But, you know, on the field, I mean, hell, he'll be, what, 26 in April.
Yeah, so he's not old.
No. I mean, and some guys, you know, after they play a little bit in the league, that, you know, they say, you know what? It'll do me better financially if I get my, you know, motor going a little bit and maybe actually have a play on a team with a chance to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You never know.
See the writing on the wall.
Yeah. And I also see that there's talk about him maybe going back to Washington where he started his career. I don't know. I mean, you mentioned how much cap room they have, and we'll get into that.
But he's not a guy that's going to take up a lot of cap space.
No, I know.
So he would be a... He wouldn't be far off from the Marcus Davenport signing.
True.
Where, you know, hey, when healthy and motivated, can be productive.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, and I think he is probably a little more durable than Marcus Davenport's been. And so if they were to sign him to a 2-year deal where it was basically a 1-year prove it contract, they could, you know, cut him loose after next year. Mm-hmm. If he didn't fit, I would have no problem with this. I think he can be very productive as your second option opposite Aiden Hutchinson.
He did play in every game this past year.
Right.
For the first time in his career. I mean, his rookie year, he played 15 games. After that, 9-3, 7-9. So as you have ingrained into my soul, actually in 2023, he played in 16 games because of the trade. I read that wrong. Anyway, but you've ingrained in my soul, my brain.
One of the greatest abilities.
Yes.
Is availability.
Yes.
And I do think he still is he's never going to be an elite pass rusher.
No.
But if he is opposite Hutch, and you know that last year, okay, at 46 pressures, 11 most in the league, had 5.5 sacks and played every game. So the 5.5 sacks is not going to knock your socks off.
No.
But
is that sacks to a certain extent is a little overrated stat? Because sometimes.
Is it?
Well, if you're a guy who doesn't put up great sack numbers, but your pressures, your hurries, your quarterback hits are high in the league, that to me is just as important. Or pretty close.
It's close.
Close.
And so that's where I would go with him being opposite Hutch. If he's, you know, through 17-game season, 11th most QB pressures in the NFL, and you have, eventually you'll have Aleem McNeil back. You got DJ Reader inside. You got Hutch on the other side. We saw the videos of him running. I think he's going to be fine by the time the season starts.
Question for you, if you would bring somebody, let's say it is Chase Young, you cut Za'Darius Smith? Because obviously, because of your age, Chase Young is probably a more productive player than Za'Darius Smith, right?
Yeah. I mean, they're in a position right now where, one, they don't have to.
Right.
They could have all three of them.
Correct.
And then you have a little bit of depth in case, I mean, I think we've learned that somebody could get hurt.
Yeah, you think Josh Pascoe might get hurt?
Well, Pascal Hutch got hurt. I mean, like 13 guys defensively, not all on the defensive front. But, right. Davenport, Aleem McNeil, Hutch. You go down the list of guys that are going to get dinged up, and you can never have too many guys up front on either side of the ball that are good players, quality players that can come in and play. And I think Chase Young has shown that he can be productive and he can also be available.
Yeah.
So I think it's something that – don't be surprised if Brad Holmes explores the opportunity to sign Chase Young, and not just for a 1-year deal, probably going to be 2 or 3.
How much more draft capital would it take to move up into the top 5 as a ticket texter and get Abdul Carter instead of trading for Miles Garrett? That's Jay and Warren. Well, you're 28. You might have to go. I mean, there's mock drafts that have Carter. I just mentioned Dave Burkett's mock draft about an hour ago.
Going up to 1.
Going up to 1, you'd probably have to give up another 1, right?
Oh, yeah, you'd have to give up next year's 1 at a minimum and some more draft capital. I mean, I don't have the draft value chart in front of me.
Is Abdul Carter worth 2 number 1s and let's say a number 3 or a number 2? I don't know. Because you feel what? So it would be 28. You're hoping it's going to be around the same, if not, you know, better for the Lions, like 32 next year.
So I'm trying to find the correct draft value chart. in regards to what everything would cost. But if you're going off of, it won't load. Okay. It generally is 3,000 points for the number one overall pick. And I know that value. And by the end of the first round, I'm guessing it's, you know, 600 points. So I don't even think that two first rounders are going to get it done.
No. Okay. Chase Young is another injured end. Why do we keep getting or going after injured ends? Well,
he was. He's got injuries in his past.
The last two seasons, I mean, in 2023, he played 16 of 17. And last year, he played all 17. So it's two of his years, okay? His first year, he had played 15 out of 17. And then in 21 and 22, he only played 12 combined games. So, yes, he has an injury history, but the last 2 years, he's been healthy. Yes. Yeah. Yes, sign Chase to an incentive deal and pick up Smith's player option. Let's go, Aaron. Let's go, Aaron and Lake Orion.
Yeah. I would have no problem with them in having all three of those guys on the roster, Hutch, Za'Darius Smith, and Chase Young.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
No problem with that.
Would you rather have – now, obviously, I think Sweat will cost you more than Chase Young. Would you rather have Sweat?
Oh, sure. I mean, yeah, would I rather have a much more productive player? Yes.
Okay.
The cost is going to be – it might be prohibitive to give – and I don't know if Hutch – I think at some point this offseason they will approach him about an extension. I don't know that he's going to be all juiced up to be able to sign that extension now.
Mm-hmm.
Because if he's healthy this year, if he's defensive player of the year, which he was on pace to do that this past season – That completely changes the amount of money that he could make in a contract.
Look, is it enough? Chase Young, Hutch, even if he has Za'Darius Smith, you got Wingo coming back, and that's his strength is basically rushing from the
edge.
Yeah.
So. Yes, and you still have Muhammad,
right?
You know, as a depth piece,
and you still have Pascal's there,
right? And you're hoping he takes a step forward.
Yes, you do. So they have the bodies; they'd be pretty good at it. But who knows? 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Coming up at 8:35, we'll go on the free agent carousel. But coming up next, we're going to look at last year's draft and how the Lions compared to other teams. It ain't looking good. 97 won the ticket.
Your New Year's resolution is to lose weight, and you can get there faster than you think with Ideal U. Go to idealu.us now and you could lose 20 to 30 pounds in just 40 days. Whether your resolution is to lose 10 or 100 or anywhere in between, IdealU works and it works fast. I lost 10 pounds in the first 10 days. I lost 50 pounds in the 40 days that we're talking about, and I got to eat real whole foods. So it's something that I could stick with since then. And now that I'm about 3 years removed, I've been able to keep the weight off. I've actually dropped another 20, so I'm down 70 pounds from when I started the program. Ideal U's weight loss coaches are with you every step of the way. Your coach is there to help you lose weight and to help you keep it off. If you want to weigh less, go to IdealU.us. Ideal U is a Michigan-based weight loss company that's helped thousands of people just like me and you lose weight. In fact, over 90% of Ideal U customers, that's 9 out of 10, and we love stats, that's a great stat, at least 20 pounds, have lost at least 20 pounds in just 40 days. If you want to weigh less, go to idealu.us. Sign up now and get a $200 Visa gift card. Start your new year off right. Lose weight and get that $200 Visa gift card. If you want to weigh less, go to idealu.us.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3, plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
.248-539-9797 is the telephone number. We've seen some rankings that have gone on for drafts, and a lot of times people like to do redrafts and things like that. But when you look back at the latest draft, it's not really looking too good for the Detroit Lions, is it, John?
Well, no, it's not. And this is all production after year one.
Correct. Brad Holmes and others have always said it's only fair to judge a draft after 3 years.
Right. And so you look and you say, okay, Ennis Rakestraw, didn't get a lot out of him, injured. Giovanni Manu, didn't get a lot out of him because he was a developmental product. Sione Vaki, you got a lot out of special teams. They didn't use him other than some mop-up duty on the running back side of things. Mekhi Wingo, banged up, ended up missing a large part of the season. Christian Mahogany, didn't see him until the very end of the year. Now, there is some promise.
Oh, yes.
In this year's draft, Terrion Arnold, all right? Especially at the beginning of the year, was flagged. You can call it, hey, maybe they're picking on him. Maybe he's got to earn his stripes, whatever. He's an aggressive style of corner, and he was flagged a lot for pass interference. Not as much towards the end of the year. Still some growing pains there. So production in year one wasn't what you really want out of this past year's draft. You can look at, and especially following the draft that was the year before, and even 2 years ago, when you're starting to talk about the four picks that they had in the first two rounds, Brian Branch, Laporta,
right.
Jack Campbell, and Jahmyr Gibbs. Like, that's the gold standard in regards to where Brad Holmes has been able to get production out of first-year players. There just wasn't a lot of production out of first-year players. Tyrion Arnold did, correct me if I'm wrong, but he did start every game. Maybe there's one that he missed because of injury, but he started every game.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's certainly an upside there. Ennis Rakestra, they doubled down on the corner position. He didn't play, injured. I still think there's some upside there in terms of depth at that position, but it wasn't there in terms of production in year one.
Now, there's some ratings that people, you know, on websites have ranked the Lions draft and the rest of the league as well. And you saw one that the Lions were, what, 24th, I believe?
They were bottom five.
Bottom five?
Yeah.
Well, and I saw one, the Lions were next to last, 31st. And when you look at the, because of the production from year one, it's a fair ranking system.
Sure.
And when you look at the team that, you know, the Lions have to get better than to get to the Super Bowl, probably it's the Philadelphia Eagles, the defending champs. And if you're going to compare this draft, and look, Brad Holmes' first three drafts were really, really good. Okay. Howie Roseman's first, those three drafts were really good as well. And you could say maybe, you know, Holmes is better in 1 year or whatever, but they both produced a lot of really good players. But last year, okay, Philadelphia traded up to get Quinion Mitchell at 22. The Lions traded up to get Tyrion Arnold at what, 24. Okay. Philadelphia in the second round took Cooper DeJean.
Mm-hmm.
The Lions took Rakestra. Now, that was after DeJean, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct. Okay? Yes. So the Stoney app would have Cooper DeJean instead of Tyrion Arnold.
Or Sanestrill instead of...
Correct.
Instead of Tyrion Arnold. And in the third round, the Eagles took Jalix Hunt, who was really out of Houston Christian, who came on really late and who was pretty damn productive. And they had a backup running back. So they had a really good draft. It's fair to say that Brad Holmes, based on 1 year, which might be unfair, but just based on 1 year, I'm going to give him the three that we should. Based on 1 year, it was a bad, bad draft.
I'm not willing to go there yet.
I said bad, bad.
So when you have a roster like the Lions had, now, again, this is before all the injuries on defense, and we're going into last year thinking this was a very talented roster. So how many of these guys are you expecting production from in year one? First round pick, certainly. And it's, I mean, in terms of Tyrion Arnold.
Right.
And they got production out of him. He started.
Yeah, and production from the flag company.
Right. But I also think, okay, he wasn't going to be Sauce Gardner. I wanted Cooper DeJean, but I'm not going to sit here and split hairs about what they might eventually become. I still think Cooper DeJean is going to be a better corner and defensive back than we're going to see out of Tyrion Arnold. But Ennis Rakestra, hurt. So you can't necessarily judge that one. Now, if he always stays hurt, then that adds to part of it. But when you are as talented as you are, you're going to have some guys that are drafted as projects. Well, Giovanni Manu was certainly drafted as a project. Now, the issue with that is it's on the heels of drafting Broderick Martin as a project,
correct,
defensive line-wise. And Broderick Martin has not developed into anything that I think Brad Holmes thought he would be.
But don't you think it's fair to say, real quick,
Sione Vaca, you're drafting a special teamer.
No, I understand that. But don't you think it's fair to say, based on the 1 year, which is, that's not fair, judging after 1 year, but if we are going to play that game and judge for 1 year, that Brad Holmes had a bad draft, bad, bad draft, based on just the 1 year? I don't see how you can look at it any other way.
But you're drafting for different purposes.
Well,
you know what I'm talking about?
Going into the season, right?
Yeah, and so we can argue whether or not it should have been Tyrion Arnold or Cooper DeJean, but if you're drafting guys that are projects like a Manu and even a Vaki, But you're drafting him as a special teamer.
All right, so I'm a little bit more with Stoney here on this. And CBS
trying to say it was a great draft.
CBS did a redraft
My
also
apologies
yesterday.
For interrupting you.
CBS did a redraft yesterday. And DeJean and Mitchell were the top two. They went 7-11. So the Eagles couldn't even get either of their guys that they took. So
right.
Seven corners went in the first round of this redraft, which is pretty remarkable when you think about it. One of them is not named Sanra still, which is even surprising.
Right.
And one of them's not named Terrion Arnold.
Right.
Look, this comes down to Arnold right now, because I agree with John in terms of the projects.
Yes.
I mean, I don't have a problem with taking Manu. You got to roll some dice. I think Mahogany's probably going to work out and be
Agreed.
A startable guard. So that's really a home run pick. But, I mean, there was opportunity there to take better players that would have helped this team this year. And I'll tell you what, right now, I'm not sold on Terrion Arnold being a starting corner in this league. I'm not. Maybe he's a two.
Yeah.
But he's got a lot of work to do.
Absolutely.
And he had some really nice help with a veteran on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed. That's why they need another vet. And if they don't bring him back, they got to get
somebody. Look at the two safeties they had, and yeah. It still performed like that.
Yeah.
That's what worries me.
Right. And look, Holmes got those safeties, so he did a nice job with those. And there's no doubt his other drafts were great. This draft, bad so far.
After year one.
Right. Exactly. That's what I said, after year one. Our telephone number is 248-539-9797. Let's go to Demetrius. You're a 97 on the ticket.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
I hate disagreeing with Stoney because I love Stoney. Everybody does. But I think it's unfair for two reasons. John has pointed one out. Your strategy, when you're a Super Bowl caliber team, you're as talented as they were a year ago today, your draft strategy is different. 2 years ago, they had clear gaping holes, plus they had two ones and two twos. So benchmarking against that draft is patently unfair
mm-hmm.
because they needed, when you got Gibbs and Branch Laporta Campbell, all those guys could walk in and truly had an opportunity to start from day one because they had those needs. 1 year ago today, this was a Super Bowl caliber team that, with the exception of, I think, guard and corner, but they filled guard in free agency, corner was the spot. I think it's good because I think Arnold's going to be better, and I believe that John is absolutely right in you can't count injuries, right? They drafted projects on purpose. They specifically drafted projects. And when you're drafting a project, you have to, by definition, give the project. So a lot of this is just after 1 year,
right.
A project is still a project.
Right. Right? Well, but then look, Demetrius, that's what we say. It's only after 1 year. You can't fairly judge a draft till after 3 years. We all agree that. But if you're going to grade or rank a draft after 1 year for our little exercise, it was not good because other teams got better cornerbacks that were some were available, some weren't when the Lions took Arnold. So based
you're not really grading the whole draft. You're grading the Terrion Arnold pick. And if you're doing that, I agree. You're fine. But I don't think you can benchmark the draft with Branch and Laporta and those guys because there's more picks.
No, I'm not comparing it to his great draft. No, I'm just judging on this year's draft was not, as of 1 year, it was bad. There's nothing wrong with criticizing Brad Holmes every once in a while.
I don't think anybody is worried about criticizing Brad Holmes.
He's an executive of the year, and all. He's been a terrific general manager. It's possible, based on 1 year, that this draft was a punt. It's possible. 97 won the ticket. Two four eight five three nine ninety seven ninety seven. We were talking about the ratings for the last NFL draft, and ESPN had them at 24th or something like that, or yeah. bottom five. CBS Sports had them at 31 out of 32, and all I agree with those ratings that for 1 year. And
yeah.
Look, drafts.
Production out of the first year of
right.
that class.
It was a bad draft based on that. And part of it was injury because Wingo, who I think is going to be a good player,
yeah.
he was hurt. He got hurt. Mahogany was out all up until the end, and he looks like he's good. So down the road, this draft that I'm criticizing may turn into a really good draft, but based on the fact that Terrion Arnold had a rough rookie year and other cornerbacks who were rookies were better. How does something to do with it? And the fact that Rakestraw didn't play a lot because he was hurt has something to do with it as well. All right, we have some ticket techs. You guys are also forgetting that they traded away a third-round pick this year in order to draft Manu in the fourth round last year. Well, that's right. They put a third-round pick coming year, but they're getting a third-round back later because of the Aaron Glenn deal.
Right.
They didn't know that at the time. Terrion Arnold was also lined up on wide receiver one and wide receiver two all year. He had a lot more responsibilities than other rookie cornerbacks. I don't know. Quinion Mitchell they couldn't have had because they would, but he was up against a lot of their number ones too.
Right.
Along with Slay. John, you're talking yourself in circles. It was a bad draft, plain and simple.
Well, so my perspective is after year one, you're not getting a lot of production, but they weren't expecting production out of Manu. They weren't necessarily expecting a whole lot of production out of
Mahogany either.
Mahogany or Sione Vaki. They drafted Vaki as a special teamer. Mm-hmm. They drafted Mahogany, who was coming off an injury, and then he had an illness at the beginning of the season. But if you get in year two, you get a starting guard in the sixth round, now all of a sudden it's a completely different conversation.
Exactly. We could have the same discussion rankings this time next year.
And in year three, if Manu ends up being a starting offensive lineman, then we're talking about a different conversation as well.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that. We're living in the here and now right now. Mahogany and Wingo are going to both be starters. Hopefully that's correct. It's just for a day, but I agree with Stoney. It was an awful draft. Detroit Lions' 2024 draft class was ranked 24th out of 32nd for immediate impact, according to NFL.com.
Yeah.
Terrion was a rookie playing all-man defense with no pass rush and an injured Carlton Davis. The Eagles rookies were playing with Slay and with a great pass rush. Point is, Arnold would have been great on Philly, too.
He might have been better.
He would have been better.
Yeah.
But and finally, you're not comparing it to other drafts. You're comparing their draft to how other teams drafted. They still had holes to fill, and they drafted projects. After 1 year, it's a bad draft. Exactly. That's all we're saying.
Yeah. It's less productive.
Yeah. It was a bad draft after 1 year, Hopefully, we'll, like we said, this conversation will take place again, and it'll be a lot better.
Well, for it to be better, Terrion Arnold's going to have to take major steps forward.
Correct.
Ennis Rakestraw is going to have to find a way to stay healthy and contribute. And then you keep on going down the line. I don't know that there's any other way for Sione Vaki to contribute than other than on special teams.
Right.
But
means why did you draft a special teamer in the fourth round, or you wait another round maybe?
Again, it goes to the level of talent. And,
right.
and what are some of the other players that were available at that time? Would they have made the team at the positions that they were drafted at? Sione Vaki had a great chance of making the team because of his skill set and what he was going to provide them in the third phase of offense, defense, special teams.
Right. And they, I don't think, you don't draft players for scout teams and things like that, but his versatility made him attractive, not just special teams.
Correct. And then obviously Mahogany, the reason Mahogany fell to the sixth round because he was coming off the injury at BC.
Right.
Nobody knew he was going to get, have an illness at the beginning of the season. But again, you do this one more year down the road, and you're going to have to see major developments from both corners. You're going to have to finally see, can Manu, and we've heard at the end of the year, but we didn't see it.
No.
Is Manu able to make the transition from Canadian football and university to American football and the NFL level? He's got the talent, and will they be able to do what Philly did basically five, 6 years ago?
Yes.
With, and I forget his name now, the left tackle at Philly.
Oh.
Mailata, Jordan Mailata.
Yes.
Yeah, who was a rugby player, never played the game of football before. They drafted him late.
It's incredible.
Yeah, he's unbelievable.
He's one of the best left tackles
in the
league
right
now.
Yeah. Yeah.
248-539-9797. Coming up shortly, we'll have our NFL free agent carousel. But right now, here's Heather.
Listen to this story. A Michigan man from the Grand Rapids area is facing numerous charges after he drove 700 miles to Pennsylvania to set a house on fire.
Oh.
All because a guy who lived there had been talking to his ex-girlfriend.
So he wasn't even his girlfriend anymore? Just an ex?
Just
scorned
an ex.
Scorned lover.
Scorned lover, yes. This happened on the morning of February 10th. The fire engulfed the home in flames. Like, this wasn't like a small fire. This was a massive house fire. Yeah. There were six people in the home at the time. Thankfully, the mom who lived there had heard something going on, kind of started to investigate, was able to wake everybody up. They all got out of the house, but they did all suffer from smoke inhalation, had to go to the hospital. Two dogs died in the fire.
Oh.
So this was not like some little joke. This was very, very serious. An investigation went on, obviously, and detectives determined that Harrison Jones from Michigan was responsible. They say it turns out a 21-year-old guy who lived at the home had been talking to this woman from Michigan, his ex-girlfriend, and she had plans to travel to Pennsylvania to meet him. And apparently this guy was just very, very jealous. He's now facing six counts of attempted homicide, arson, and risking catastrophe, among other charges.
Wow.
Risking to catastrophe.
I never heard that one.
I have not heard that charge either. Was there any criminal mischief in there?
It has to be, right? Because it's very mischievous, without a doubt. A former Detroit high school basketball coach has been charged with multiple criminal sexual conduct offenses against a former student at River Rouge High School. So according to court records, this ex-coach, Mark White, was charged with two felonies. He was arraigned on February 8th. Did post a $25,000 bond. Now, when it comes to the crimes, there is a female accuser, obviously a former River Rouge student, who was 16 at the time the crimes took place. That was 8 years ago. Says that White allegedly assaulted her while at his home, while his wife and children were there as well. Now, White's attorney says his client will defend himself and his reputation at trial. A Warren man who was the first person in Macomb County charged last year under Michigan's new firearms safe storage law pleaded guilty on Tuesday after his young son accidentally shot himself in the face with his father's unlocked and loaded gun. Now, this plea comes like less than a year that this all went down. The father pleaded guilty to felony firearms, safe storage violation, and this added fourth degree child abuse charge. He was facing other charges. Those charges have been dismissed. It's just when you read about everything that happened, the father had a prior felony drug-related conviction and wasn't able to buy a gun legally. So he purchased this gun off the street just a couple months before this tragedy happened. Thankfully, the boy survived, right? The young boy is going to be okay, but sad story.
Yes.
Sure. Joe Buck will be back in the booth for opening day between the Milwaukee Brewers and the New York Yankees on ESPN March 27th. This will be the first time in like 4 years.
Yeah, so it'll be nice to hear him back doing baseball games.
A baseball game. Yeah. It sounds like this is a complete one-off assignment, and there's not going to be a permanent return to the baseball booth. But he was very excited, excited nonetheless, but very excited because it was the Yankees, sounds like.
Well, he grew up, he did the Cardinals for years. I remember when the Tigers played them in the World Series, and Joe Buck was doing the game. People thought he was anti-Tigers because he's the Cardinals guy. You know, the announcers, everybody, the announcer hates us. Every fan base believes that. All right. Thank you very much, Heather.
Yep.
Free agent carousel. Get on board. That's coming up next. 97 won the ticket.
Hey, I've been telling you about Planet Fitness. Stoney's been telling you about Planet Fitness. You walk in there, and they're always helpful. They're always welcoming. It's a clean environment. They've got a lot of new equipment. They're always updating equipment. So if you're going there for strength, they've got a lot of, whether it's machines, plate-loaded machines, bars, hack squats, it doesn't matter. If you're there for cardio, they've got treadmills, Stairmasters, bikes, they've got it all. They got the 30-minute workout, and you can get all of that for a dollar down, $15 a month. And here's what's even better. It doesn't matter the level of membership. They offer free fitness training focused on you at any level of membership. Where can you get that for just $15 a month? If you want a little bit more, you upgrade to their Black Card membership, and you can get access to 2,600 clubs nationwide. So it doesn't matter where you're at. You're most likely going to have a Planet Fitness there where you can get a workout in. You also have access to the Black Card Spa and unlimited guest privileges. So if you're like me and you don't like working out alone, you can always take somebody with you. Find your nearest club and join today in club, online or on the free Planet Fitness app. We're all strong on this planet, Planet Fitness.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.